You know you're bad news when even the Chinese are awake to the eternal Jewish mischief and menace. This Chinese man details the crimes, roguery, and devilry of the Jews in Germany and before that in China. The British gave the opium trade franchise to the Jewish Sassoon family, who addicted the Chinese to opium, to extract payment in silver. In return, the British used the silver to pay the Chinese requirement of payment in silver for the goods the British coveted. The Chinese wanted nothing from the British, and therefore it was largely a one-way trade until opium was sold to the Chinese to addict the population. Jews were drug dealers. They set up banks and seized Hong Kong to spread the money through the British Empire. The British sent gunboats to seize Shanghai as a trading zone, and so began the Chinese century of humiliation. It was a Jewish humiliation. The Chinese are awake to the Jews and their mischief. Now see and read this Chinese man's lamentous tale of what the Jews have been doing to humanity since time immemorial. We should thank the Jews' most recent inhumanity in Gaza for reawakening the world once again to the demonic Jews. Sadly, the Palestinians are paying the price for our reawakening. The least we can do is speak up for them and name the Jews. Forget the euphemism of Zionists, Khazarians, Talmudic Babylonians, Hebrews, and other names to give Jews a free pass. Name the Jews. Don't be afraid to call them out by name. Jesus did by their actions.
永远不要相信犹太人说的话。 有人只告诉你，在德国人的怒火下，犹太人付出了巨大的代价。他们足足锐减了600万人口，却故意不告诉你犹太人对德国人做了哪些事。历史上，犹太人一直是居无定所，没有国家愿意接纳他们。但是善良的德国接纳了他们，可是犹太人非但不感恩，反而是选择了背叛和落井下石。 来到德国之后，犹太人凭借超高的经商天赋，很快掌握了德国一半的经济命脉。当时德国两线作战，国力吃紧，可富的留犹太人非但不帮忙，反而大肆囤积粮食和药物，哄抬物价，大发国难财。而且他们还强行发行货币，利用经济手段收割德国民众手里的财富，把德国经济搞得乌烟瘴气。 德国民众穷得吃不上饭，可犹太人非但不救济他们，反而宁愿把面包扔掉也不降价。德国人没钱生活，他们就放贷，榨干德国人最后一丝价值。此时，德国人对犹太人的愤怒已经到达了前所未有的地步。有人告诉你，犹太人很感激那个时期中国收留他们，可是没有人告诉你，他们对我们犯下的罪行比对德国人犯下的罪行还要严重得多。 1840年，英国人用坚船利炮撞开了我们的国门，其中藏的最深的幕后黑手就是犹太人。他们鼓动英国，然后趁火打劫。他们还支持日军，甚至还试图割据东三省。他们在上海投机倒把，大肆囤积物品，破坏民生。在1915年，犹太人洛克菲勒家族来到中国，对中医展开了一系列的措施，试图让西医占据市场。 他们开办西医院，免费教我们学习西医，但是学习西医的人必须终生放弃中医，并且抨击中医。他们买通军阀，从所谓的科学角度否定了中医的阴阳五行体系，直接把中医定义为伪科学。现在来看，犹太人成功了，现在遍地都是西医院和西药药店，这些都是扎堆出现，中医馆、中药店寥寥无几。 最可悲的是，非常多的国人都认为中医、中药是伪科学，是无效的。